Daddy, what's it going to be like in the year 2000?
Well, sweetheart, for your sake, I hope it'll be all peaches and cream. But I'm afraid the end time is near. The cataclysmic apocalypse referred to in the scriptures of every holy book known to mankind. It will be an era fraught with boundless greed and corruption, where global monetary systems disintegrate, leaving brother to kill brother for a grain of overcooked rice. The nations of the civilized world will collapse under the oppressive weight of parasitic political conspiracies which remove all hope and optimism from their once faithful citizens. Around the globe, generations of polluters will be punished for their sins, unshielded by the ozone layer they have successfully depleted, left to bake in the searing naked rays of light. Wholesale assassinations serve to destabilize every remaining government, leaving the starving and wicked to fend for themselves. Bloodthirsty renegade cyborgs created by tax-dodging corporations wreak havoc. Pissed off androids tired of being slaves to a godless and gutless system where the rich get richer and the poor get fucked over and out. Unleash total worldwide destruction by means of nuclear holocaust, annihilating the terrified masses, leaving in its torturous wake nothing but vicious, cannibalistic, mutated, radiated, and horribly disfigured hordes of satanic killers bent on revenge, but against whom there are so few left alive. Starvation reigns supreme, forcing unlucky survivors to eat anything and anyone in their path. Massive earthquakes rend the planet's crust like a hollow eggshell, causing unending volcanic eruptions. Creatures of the seven seas, unable to escape to certain death upon land, boil in their liquid prison. Disease encircles the earth, plagues and viruses with no known cause or cure, laying waste to whatever draws breath. And humankind, having proven itself to be nothing more than a race of ruthless scavengers, fall victim to merciless attack at the hands of interplanetary alien tribes who seek to conquer our charred remains. This is extinction level event, the final world front, and there is only 1 year left.
Wow, that's cool. I can't hardly wait.
You don't have to, because here it is. Because here it is. Because here it is.
I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
You're about to listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio. Email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Samarian at info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Yes, in fact, it is the very freaking late Sean Kennedy in episode number 27, 26, where are we? 20. Where, what episode is this? Anybody know? I think this is 27. If your mic works, your mic doesn't work. No mic, no Mikey for Simi. No Simi miking. Well, here it is. We're back in black and we're doing our thing here. If I sound a little bit up tonight, that's because, well, in all honesty, I'm a little bit fucked up. Yes, it's true.
And he's trying to feed it to me.
No, of course I'm feeding it to you. The drink of the night. What's the drink of the night?
We've lost all the bottles.
Highwayman, what's the drink of the night?
There's a bottle.
Arbor Mist.
Arbor Mist.
Arbor Mist. Yes, that's right. My good friend the Highwayman and the professor and I were all in a 1975 bright yellow Dodge Dart and tearing around at about, 60, between 60.
What else could you be in?
In 100 miles an hour, drunk as fucking monkeys and generally having a good time. So I decided it was late for the show and didn't... Oh, it's 27. Everyone's like, 27. So in honor of tonight, I thought I'd have a few drinks because, well, in all seriousness, everybody out there, and this is kind of a serious thing and I'm not fucking around, Smokey's grandfather is dying, essentially. And Smokey's grandfather was the guy, Smokehouse, for everyone who doesn't know, he's the guy I call Wonder Cripple, the One Walker Wonder, all that good stuff. The reason why I do that is because, A, I'm a prick, and B, because he's actually, he is actually in a in a wheelchair. I don't actually know what the fuck he's got. It's like MS or something, but
one of those two-letter acronyms.
It's one of those like nasty fucking diseases that parks your ass in a wheelchair because your balance is fucked up. Anyway, Sean went gay. No.
What?
The
when
whole.
When was this, Sean?
I don't know. I was drunk. Okay.
Did you out without me?
Look, it's
it on TV.
No, I didn't out without you. I mean, I'm trying to talk about Smokehouse's dying grandfather. People are calling me queer. Okay, will you just give me a break?
Jeez.
Smokey's granddad is dying, and he's a guy who helped Smokehouse and did a lot of rehabilitation. So special shouts tonight out to Smokey for that. He's going through some very heavy shit tonight. So there you go. That's undone. That's all the sympathy that I'm going to be handing out tonight.
That's all that Sean's got in him.
That's all I got in him, because generally, well, I'm a prick. Do I want to make these changes? Yes.
Yeah, save the changes.
Save the changes. Microsoft Word.
Change is good.
Change is good. What's going on here? Where's my show format?
While you figure that out, I'm going to play a promo.
Okay, you play that promo.
That Sean McIsaac made.
Sean McIsaac?
Sean McIsaac.
Isn't he that guy from Newfoundland who fucks little kids and plays violin?
That's correct. No, I don't know what his name is. I forget what his name is. Something McIsaac.
No, it's Ashley McIsaac. Sorry.
Ashley McIsaac.
Just thought I'd check.
No, I don't think it's him.
It's not Ashley McIsaac? What, he doesn't like my show? Fuck him.
Jeez. Okay, this one is just labeled Rant Radio Promo.
Oh, Christ.
So here it is.
Rant Radio, an intense radio experience.
Intense radio experience.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. Promos are good. We like promos.
We like promos.
Another thing that is, speaking of promos, is Bastard Guy. And, what was the other guy? There's Bastard Guy.
And It Fungus?
And, no, Bastard Guy's got the friend his I'm always saying, is the Dupster.
Okay.
I always call him the Dobster.
Okay.
The Dumpster? I used to call him the Dumpster. Dumpster. It's
the
Dumpster. Dumpster. It's actually Dupster.
Okay.
And he sent me, like, the phonetic spelling as a signature while trying, looking very, very cool.
Lots of U's in a Dupster.
It's actually pronounced Dupster, Sean, you fucking idiot. You know, please say my name correctly. So, the Dupster.
He's not paid for pronouncing things.
I'm a Bastard Guy, of course. I've been talking about Rant Radio and anti-Scientology goodness in the Bitter Couch comic, www.bittercouch.com. And when Sim gets off his ass and eats some more broccoli, he'll probably post that in the IRC. This is all what freedom is all about. We've got to keep keeping the art media going. We've got to keep coming in because it's very, very cool.
Is that still on the A drive there?
Which? The A drive?
These things?
Welcome.
Are you loading them off the A drive?
To the B drive. Yes, it's on the A drive.
Okay.
I think I'm turning Japanese. So let me just tell you about my day. Today, I spent with the Highwaymen. Oh, in the studio tonight, sorry. We have the Highwayman and the Professor. And he's running around with a little camera like a mosquito.
It will now.
Hello.
There you go.
I say, Sean, another drink for you, sir.
Thank you.
We're getting pissed.
Yes, we're getting right-rocked because, you know, we live in North America. And in North America, we can get drunk on the air.
Oh, I see.
But Sim isn't drinking his. You know why? Why aren't you drinking yours, Sim?
Because I don't like alcohol too much.
What do you like? Broccoli.
No. I like
somebody
not drinking alcohol.
What do you like, though? Come on.
To get inebriated? Hooked up?
Actually, yes, I think it's just show 28, but it should be renamed 27.
That's okay. I'll fix it after.
You'll fix it all after. I think it's right up. You know what's going to happen? I'm going to be like 55, completely wrecked. My whole life is going to be a big bag of shit. And there'll be Sim looking like that fat dude from the Pink Floyd The Wall video, and I'm inside the room, and I've cut apart my apartment, and it's all stacked out there.
His manager?
Like huge cocaine rails, and he's stuffing money into pockets. Actually, no, that'll be Smokehouse. Never mind. Sim will be the guy filming Smokehouse doing that. He's the guy shooting the video, Pink Floyd The Wall.
I'm behind the camera.
Behind the Cannes Festival going, they love you, they love you, they love you. It's wonderful.
They love you, Sean.
Oh, my God. I'm here to tell you. What's this, cheers? Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Wait a
Molson
second.
Molson Canadian.
I'm getting mine. Charles.
I am Canadian. You know.
I'm safe.
Which, don't you guys laugh at me, because I can drink any one of you American motherfuckers on the table. And you know who can drink us all under the table?
Me.
Drag queens. drag do not queens. Get in a drinking competition with drag queens. I
that,
know
that
of which
would
I
be
speak.
Me too.
Yes. Well, we don't talk about that on here.
Scotty and drag queens.
Scotty
is
drag.
That one and the same.
Are goths drag queens? They're next on Geraldo.
Oh, I mean, really,
you wear makeup.
Right?
You wear a dress. Are you in fact a drag queen? If you're a goth, are you a drag queen? Think about it. You're wearing a lot of white makeup. You got the mascara on. You look like Cleopatra. Are you in fact a drag queen? I've got my onk.
Onk,
onk, onk, if you're goth. Sorry.
Do you actually have a show outline tonight, Sean?
Of course I've got a show outline tonight. All you know, like, what's the outline? The outline is you get to suck my cock. That's the fucking show outline. Who's the highwayman? The highwayman is my good buddy, the highwayman.
Beaker.
The reason why we have pseudonames is because I'm not...
Hello, everybody.
I'm not actually
there
telling you his real name. This way we keep security.
You'll never find out.
His real name's Beaker. His real name's Beaker. And he looks like Bunsen.
What was Beaker's last name? Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker.
What?
Beaker, tell us your last name.
Bunsen Honeydew?
Warble. He says his last name's Warble.
Warble? Okay.
Highwayman Warble?
No, Beaker.
Beaker,
oh,
Beaker Warble.
Are you sure?
That's what he
is. Smokehouse Drag Queen Story, rehash 155. Yes, Sean has told that one a lot.
Wow, I couldn't possibly be offended by that.
It's for the new listeners, Smokehouse.
Well, we're just... It's
who we have to read out.
No, I'm serious. Our goths drag queens.
Yeah. That's a new twist, don't it? Come on, Smokehouse, give him some credit.
Do you like my fishnets?
Okay, excuse me while I delete the word drag queen from my vocabulary. From now on, I'll refer to them as men dressed awkwardly.
Fairies.
You know, fairies.
Fairies.
No, I mean... No, that's not true. That's not true. That's not true. No.
No.
I took the liberty.
Actually, I saw on the TV the other night that I think it was about 80% of cross-dressers are not gay.
I can understand that.
They just like dressing up in women's clothing.
Why do you do it, Howie, man?
For a rise. Gets a rise.
For my... proboscis.
Yeah, priapismic. He's a priapismic beaker.
For my priapismic proboscis.
Let's see if anyone knows what that
okay,
is.
Okay, anybody who wanted any kind of show quality tonight, you may as well just log off now, okay?
At least read out their names.
What's that? Oh, yeah, the names. Right.
They like that kind
there's,
of thing.
There's people.
They used to enjoy me doing that, you know.
He's going
to
stand me up and put me in a little uniform with crosshammers and make me read the Irish names. So, in the IRC, I storm into the room and go, so, yeah, Tatcha, might like to go to the Shonkay show. Go to the Shonkay show. Somebody kill the eunuch. To feel the warmth and all your confusion with y'all.
Space Cadet Love.
Smokehouse, happy to be daily binary, anal drippage. Wow, that's
a good one.
That's just fucking wrong.
I say.
Bastard guy, cerulean, chemical X-girl, chronic copper top countersink, coyote scrotum, delusion, dacid delamorta, dupster, BC, Enochian, fuzzy butt, griffin, guardian super dragon, it fungus, the mighty artist, I army, K-16, Kazuma, Kenito, don't nobody got to know Mr. Kenito, Kexler, King, ZK, Leshek, Lentium, Lento, Mary Ravel, Virgin, Mr. Echo, No Deal, Ness, Neuralized, 2, Paladin, Prune Squalor. That's a great fucking name. That's
Prune Squalor.
Prune Squalor. That's the shit. Quad Box, Rat Fucker, Red Fox, Sapphire, SA Toasted Ovenhead. SA Toaster Ovenhead.
SA Toaster Ovenhead.
Sexy Misconduct.
Sexy.
Because she is very sexy. And Shinobi Tucho. Shinobi.
Taicho?
Taicho. Shinobi is ninja.
Yeah.
And Taicho
sounds like
is
a toy company.
Taicho. They made all the ninja toys. Sloth 736, Sulfonate Sparky, Sphinxster. Hey, Sparky. Sphinxster, Spudley. Synthetic, Dowdy Cheese, Technophile, Test Subject, The Bugs, TOA, Templar Knight, who I got some email from, Transistor, Turmoil, Turo-A, WS Ninja, Pyro, D-Day Species, Laboratory Lad, Lady Wolf, Diesel, Dr. Zodiac, Fabricare, Jar, Lieutenant Major, Zombie, in the house. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
And SKTVM, Data Stalker.
He's your data stalker.
He's my data stalker. Hooray! 72 people in the show in the room tonight, and I'm drunk as a fucking monkey broadcasting on the air. But one guy I did talk to this week, we got a bunch of feedback and stuff I'm going to cover. As for a subject, a lot of times I usually come up with a subject when I don't get enough feedback, because I'm getting so much feedback from people now that, quite honestly, I could just do a show on what you people give me every single time. So it's not like, what's the show about? It's like, if I didn't get enough feedback, I'd do a topic. I'm serious.
It's about you. Topic about rubber chickens.
So work on your car. Sun Lion. I was talking to Sun Lion, And Sunlion brought up a really good point. We were talking about the Rainbow Gatherings.
Yeah.
Now, I don't have a website for it, because I don't actually know what the official website is, but somebody can find it and post it in the ARC.
Quickly.
But what it is, essentially, this has been going on since the 70s. And what the Rainbow Gatherings are, yeah, very cool, like since 1973. And what the Rainbow Gatherings are is everyone back in the day got together and kind of was a big hippie sort of loving commune kind of thing going on there. But they didn't actually, like, fuck
They all missed the 60s then.
Well, yeah. No. It was, like, not like that. It was, like, all about community and shit. So I was like, oh, okay, well, that's cool. And he was telling me about this stuff, and I'm like, dude, it sounds like something I'd like to check out.
Yeah.
And I asked him about this, and I wrote him an email that said, I took the liberty of visiting your site. I was intrigued by the concept of the Rainbow Gatherings. Do you think I would be well received there? This is what he said. Oh, definitely. A lot of rainbows are somewhat Luddite, but there's also techies and Mr. Family, too. I watched your videos from Burning Man, and since I know that a lot of rainbow family types do go to that as well. Well done. It differs from Burning Man, that is essentially an illegal assembly with no permit, no leaders, and a sense of form of anarchy governed only by tradition and adjustment to circumstances. There's a big distrust of cameras, though largely for that reason. If you asked first, I think that just about anyone would be happy to talk to you. We're on the fucking air. I've only been to one national gathering.
Got a phone addict here.
One described on my website. Since my wife has been unable to attend, my kids stayed home to keep the household running. She's disabled. I took along an audio cassette recorder and recorded the sounds of people singing, chanting, playing music, and sounds of roaring creek as I crossed over the rocks, frogs, even noisy bus ride, a parking lot, trailhead. The best part was one of the members of the Wailers, like Bob Marley and the Mayor, played Exodus on an acoustic guitar, singing it as quiet as a whisper. You could probably hear it by hear the campfire crack, but I lost the tape. I'll find it again someday, probably. And even then, it's recorded media. It's probably sitting on your speaker. Thanks for the kind remarks on the show the other day. It was really kind. My kids will get a bigger kick out of it. Just download some and listen to the archive. I'm catching up to everyone else is sleeping now. Oh, yeah, funniest thing. I heard on mainstream radio a very brief chat with Jacques Fresco. Anyone wonders who Jacques Fresco was? He's the guy who's got absolutely no chance whatsoever of making his dream reality come true because he doesn't want to bring into account the world of military stuff. Remember I interviewed him on the chair? You know, he's like the...
That guy.
2 days older than dirt. Yeah, but very cool. Hung out with Einstein. Smart guy.
A lot of good ideas.
A lot of good ideas. Don't think they're very practical. Anyway, he really got me thinking. I remember saying he's the most thought-provoking speaker I've heard since Sean Kennedy. Wow, that's really undue praise. Only a day later, I was talking in the RC channel. Someone pointed out the show where you interviewed him. Totally kick-ass interview. Anyways, thanks for the good work. No need to reply to this, but feel free to hang my name on the email address and feel free to bounce ideas by me sometime. Which is cool. So that's, it's neat when guys like Jacques Fresco do get some press. I think that Jacques is a cool guy. I just don't think that he's going to make his world happen because,
pretty tough to implement that.
Yeah, I've read, you know...
Implemented slowly over thousands of years.
Yeah, you know,
that's
Robert...
That's about it.
I think that Jacques and Robert Heinlein should hang out for a while.
What does he do?
Robert Heinlein, he's the guy who wrote Starship Troopers.
Okay.
He's a living god. He's actually dead now, so he's a dead god, but he's...
Aren't they like two extremes, like the Starship Troopers?
Yes.
Like, it's a war...
Oh, yeah, Robert Heinlein's
really?
Fucking, yeah, fully dead, I think.
He's dead.
I believe so.
He's gone?
Gone.
6 feet under.
Gone. Going.
At least four.
Dial 911. From Bastard Guy. He wrote me some email back, too. I, of course, appreciate the mention. A few points happened, and he has a few points about things that happened to him. One point number one was, happened to play the What the Hell Americans for Purity interview and got some new people hooked. Yay!
Yeah.
I have some professional rancher friends who are psyched to see if it's not just us who notices this stuff. Consider the virus spread. Very, very, very cool. The number one thing you can do to help this show, even though I'm hammered at this current moment in time, is you can, in fact, spread the virus by getting more people hooked on the show. If there's things out there, that's cool. This show is not... I don't want to turn this show into another Current Affair or fucking Geraldo or anything like that, okay? Shark, the summer of the shark. You know, fuck off.
The shark.
It's just like every other summer, only we don't have O.J. Simpson or the elections to deal with. So there's a lot of shit here that... some of the show, this is entertainment, okay? But I do try to make a point from time to time. His second point was, Doobster is pronounced Doobster. And I would love to phone SK Showtime. Fuck, man, it doesn't cost shit from here. Let us know if this is ever an option. Is it an option to phone in on the show? You bet. I listen to every Shasta episode.
Go for it. No.
Start dialing now. I've listened.
The number will appear on the screen.
That's right. I've listened to every SK episode plus half of the What the Hell archives. It's better listening than the tunes of work. Call me obsessed if you want. You're obsessed.
You're crazy.
But I'm inspired. Damn it! I hope a buddy who doesn't ever come back to. I hope Buddy doesn't ever come back to eat you.
Buddy.
Oh, Buddy, my cat. Buddy's my cat.
Really? But
I probably said at one point I was afraid to have a... You must forgive me. I don't actually listen to the shows. Once I say those things, they're gone forever. I can't actually stand listening to the sound of my own voice. It's really brutal. Okay, so it's 2:35. I'm not terribly coherent, and that's just hanging out with Dubster. What's hanging out with the Dubster and the hippie does to you, Bastard Guy. Very, very cool. Thank you so much, Bastard Guy, for sending that in. Bastard Guy, of course, has been doing more stuff on Bitter Couch with...
Bitter Couch.
Bitter Couch with the Wog Mecca. Gotta have a Wog Mecca. Wog Mecca is very good. We love Wog Mecca. What do we got in the halftime music tonight?
Well,
on a scale of 1 to 10, the French judges have given this a 12. All the American judges have put this down around the 4.
They've left the auditorium.
The French judges have peed on the ice. They've got a permanent yellow stain on the fucking ice. What do we got in halftime music?
Sim quickly looks through.
Shut the fuck up. You're supposed to handle...
No, I'm not.
Well, okay, well, I never actually nailed that down, so I figured I'd take this moment to blade you with it. Well, I was just wondering if you got any stuff.
I have lots of stuff.
Hey, what the hell is happening with David Smith?
It.
Does anybody know what's going on? Not David Smith. Yeah, David Smith.
I think that's his name.
Melissa
guy.
The most
Melissa common
virus
name
guy.
Ever.
Yeah. David Smith. Wasn't there a guy from, like, The Coors called that or some shit like that? If a 10-ton bus runs over us, you know? What the fuck? What is up with Morrissey anyway? Will someone please cheer that fucking guy up? Really? You know? What would happen if I locked Morrissey in a room and let him listen to Tales from the Afternoon for 5.5 hours?
He'd be
every day.
He'd cheer up.
Sunday.
You know, seriously, you know, I think Leonard Cohen would call him and say, yo, you need to cheer up. Like, seriously. You know, what the fuck is going on with these people? I don't really know. Let's play an old rant, too. I want to hear the Monster Truck promo as well.
You do, huh?
Yeah, that's my favorite promo. Anyone ever wonders, that's probably my favorite promo of any promo we've ever done is the Monster Truck promo. That promo...
Oh, there it is. Oh, my goodness.
What, the Monster Truck promo?
Yeah, I found it. Pretty quick.
That was pretty amazing. Do you got halftime music yet?
No.
How about some more Hell Sow? Because Hell Sow is good.
Hell Sow.
Hell Sow.
You know what? I'm pretty sure I have that somewhere. Let me just look through it.
Hell Sow is an...
you know what? I was going to say Hell Sow is Hell Job.
They're a Swedish industrial band that does like 7 billion beats per minute, and they're fucking...
Oh,
yeah, they're like, you have to kind of hear it. They're not really like rave music. It's like if you crossed rave music, if you took rave music and put it in a blender and then Al Jorgensen drink it and then puke in his hat and strain the music through the grains of his hat onto the mic at the Flesh Fair at AI, that's kind of what Hell Sow is. It's like, you know, I don't know, Hell Sow sounds like... rave music raked by Iggy Pop at a Cheap Trick concert, just as a thought. So, very, very cool. How are we getting? Are we getting close on that or what?
Well, if I play the Monster Truck promo, that'll leave me 43 seconds to find what you
43
want.
43 seconds? That's longer than some children live!
That's right. I'm sure I have some Hell Saw here.
All right, well, let's check that out.
Okay, here we go.
Every night, every day, it's Rant Radio.
They're unstoppable.
They're out of control.
They're smashing babies on the porch steps.
They're the worst kind of degradation known to man.
For every occasion, at bar mitzvahs, bring the children, bring the old folks, bring people you don't know, bring dead relatives.
Monster,
Mecca, giant squid, bing that go bump in the night.
Large smarties that fall from space.
It's all in one place for one time only.
Everything must die.
No one leaves the stadium alive.
Mass grave burial afterwards.
Regarding the physics of psychology.
Thank you.
side.
Wow, that's really loud, and I can hear myself through the speakers. That's probably not a very good thing. There we go. That's much better. Now I can't hear myself through the speakers, and I'm not accosted by my own horrible voice. Yes, halftime music, 22 minutes into the show. You should just have ears a fucking show, okay? Anyway, so interesting news. Interesting news is some things that I did find out today is that it was sent to me. There is a new type of car coming out in Japan, and it'll go for about 10 grand. And check this thing out. This is its retail sale. Now, what I think, this thing looks like a Robotech car. Okay, I don't give a shit what anybody says. I think it looks like a Robotech car. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to buy one of these cars, and I'm going to... No, there is no roof, actually. It's a one-person car. I've never seen a one-person car.
Oh, really?
No, McLaren is a three-person car. Two-person... No, it's a three-person. Three people fit in the McLaren. Yep. If you look at these little Japanese anime cars... Whoa, that's not the car that I was talking of.
Yeah, sure?
Are you sure?
How many people can fit in that?
Yes! The new...
Okay, well, that's fucked up.
I guess that link would be busted.
But sort of.
Never mind.
There is something there.
There was a car.
Shit. God damn it.
God damn that shit, all that. Damn it to hell. Dao De Cheese, send me a link on some pop-up TV pop-up ads.
That's so funny. It's like,
I'm sorry.
That's a car?
God damn it. It was a car.
This one works. There
we go. Breed of TV pop-up ads. Now, check this out. This is some fucking nutty shit. Read that out, Sim. What does that say?
New breed of TV ads popping up. So you're lounging at home watching the heartwarming movie Father of the Bride Part 2. Why, I don't know. On TV, actor Steve Martin is stressing. His wife and daughter are both pregnant. And then, bam, up pops an advertisement superimposed over part of the TV screen. Oh, wait, they do that already. Big deal. TNN. Ever watch it? Expecting a baby, the ad asks. Call American Express Financial Services. Within about 10 seconds, the ad is gone, and the movie rolls on in the background. Experimental ads ran this summer on TNT, and executives at the Atlanta-based cable network don't rule out the use of more pop-up ads.
Okay, that's generally just a bad idea. Advertising, as we all know, is the great evil of the world. I'm not really against advertising, but there are some forms of advertising that just, you know, they need to stop. They need to kind of...
It's getting evil.
Yeah, it's getting evil. A little bit out of control.
But there is a solution.
There is a solution.
Don't
yes.
watch fucking TV.
Yes.
Or yes. complain to the television station.
Instead of watching TV, I think what you should do is you should go buy yourself a sword. As Blanca has suggested from Scotland. Blanca, one of our listeners from Scotland, sent in a very, very cool link, which is actually, this is for the Blade specs, where they talk about the swords, but the main site is raven-armory.co.uk, and if you hit there, these guys, I did not know that this site existed, but talk about cool. They've got some very, very groovy shit on this site.
Ah.
And if you go to the main
section... It's like
section,
technical specs for different types of blades, different
that they
cuts.
Make. Now, all this stuff is stuff that these guys make. Now, I'm on the main Raven Army. They're in Thaxted, Essex. Essex!
Essex.
And these guys make claymores. They make just about everything under the bloody sun. So I'm just looking at their arms. I'm just going to go take a look here real quick. Because actually, they've got hammers. They make scimitars. They make leaf blades, limited editions. Axes. They make battle axes. TK, they make battle axes.
Nice.
And they name them Snaga the Sender, the Axe of the Death Walker. There you go. There's something to give to Mom. We've almost...
Happy birthday,
Mom. Oh, my God. We have almost 20 Snagas, and all have been unique. Each possesses the character's butterfly blades, an all-steel handle with a twin grips.
Look at intimidation.
Holy shit, I'm here to fucking rock your world.
Take that to Goth Knight.
Yes, they're only 1,100 pounds, which is like...
Whoa.
You know, $5,000 U.S. or $50 million Canadian.
Wow.
Yeah, so these
you
guys...
You gotta be serious, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they're... I'm gonna check out some of their limited editions. What's it?
In that, Runic?
Yeah, I speak Runic fluently.
Probably.
No, actually, I don't, but they are actually Germanic runes. That's probably just the name of the sword. They do have some very...
That's a TH. I know that one. That's an E. Come on.
I'm not up on my Germanic runes.
Okay.
But if you check out their Elven longsword and shit like this, like, look at this stuff. Wow, this is fucking cool. 5 pound weights, 1,300... And, I mean, this has got to be like, look at this stuff.
Wow.
Dude.
These are serious swords.
These
not
are
like
fucking...
like the stuff you find in...
No,
like,
well, for $1,100, yeah, yeah, you fucking will want to be.
Because you see the swords in like, the stores, and they're, like, $200. And stuff.
Oh, they're crap, though. They're United Cutlery. United Cutlery swords are just useless, man. You can't do fuck all with them. You know, and they do... these are actually probably the best place to get swords that are not... like, all the really cool swords are the Japanese swords, you know what I mean? Like, you never ever get to see a really cool sword that's not a Japanese...
You can't export them, right?
Well...
That's the sucky part.
Which, Japanese swords?
Yeah. Isn't there an export ban on Japanese swords because they don't want their cultural heritage leaving the country?
Now, if you want an actual, like, an antique sword, yeah, I can understand that, but nobody really wants an antique sword because you're not going to fucking use the thing, right? Like, what are you going to do with that? Right?
New swords are okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can okay. If they're new, that's fine. They just don't want, their culture... cultural heritage fucking off out of Japan, which I can totally understand.
Yeah.
You know. And
endless movies are made about that.
Oh, yeah.
People stealing their swords and
they got
antiques
aged
and
blades. I mean, I'm on a high-speed connection here, and it looks... The site's lagging a little bit. Of course, it could be the fact that because I posted it in the RC and all the other people are like, wow, cool swords!
Click, 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 click,
and they're
click,
running around in here like,
oh, wait,
stop.
It's in the UK as well.
Oh, yeah. So it's kind of, oh, and you can have aged blades, so your sword looks 2 fucking million years old. Why you do
oh
that?
Oh, my God, they rust them up.
They hit them with acid or something. Oh, my God. That's just mean. Why would you do that?
$2,000 for a brand new one, and then fuck it.
And then completely bitch that sword.
Ooh.
Like, that's just fucked up.
Look at it.
Oh, my God.
You can't even use that. It'll fall apart.
Why would you do that?
Oh, man.
It adds to the...
How about just buy it new and then go take it out and have some fun with it?
No kidding. Why don't you just, go out and soak it in bleach?
Then it'll look bad.
I don't understand that sort of thing. There's so many things I don't understand. Of course, there's a lot of people who look at me and say, Sean, why would I want to buy myself a sword? Like, why would
people
that
buy that antique furniture that's pre-antiqued? It's actually new, but these people, like, put it outside in the weather and in the rain and stuff.
Yeah, I've been down at, like, Liberty and stuff, and have you seen some of the shitty furniture they're trying to sell as good stuff? Like, you go to Liberty, they got this worm-eating shit from Mexico that's just crap, okay? And it's fucking shit, and they're trying to sell it for, like, $5,000 for this table.
Do not sit on the chairs. They won't fall apart.
And do not sit on the chairs. They are worm-eating chairs from the Mexican worm, the calabaza worm in Mexico. They eat the wood, and it makes a very wonderful finish, don't you think? It's worm-ridden. No, but it is the finish. Who the fuck are you trying to shit here, G? Okay?
This is junk.
This is fucking crap. No, it is not junk. It is art. I'm going to stab you in the fucking eye with my really old sword. I swear to God, man. Like, that shit would not happen in the UK. Like, you wouldn't get that stuff in the UK. You know why? Because the people in the UK would kill you. You want to know how I know that? Because the United Nations just did a fucking study. And which I have the link for. You like that segue? That was a good segue.
Wow.
Everyone in America says it's the hotbed of crime, and East Europe doesn't have crime like us. But bullshit, because according to the new research done by the United Nations, as reliable as they are, it seems that England and Wales, not the whales here, the whales over there, are now the top of the, are now the top of, there should be an H on that. It doesn't say there's
it's okay.
Did you get
it
on there?
I got it all good.
Did you get it all in there?
I got it in
there. Apparently, now, Templar Knight sent me the story.
Yeah, I saw this.
Which, I was like, dude.
We don't have guns, so therefore we don't have crime.
Yeah, I mean, that's,
new?
Yeah.
Wait for it.
I mean, that's...
Who has crime?
There is so much stuff that's going on that's just, taken in as reality. It's bullshit. You know, holy cow. Like, how much... I mean, of course, you got the British... You got Gattaca reporting this to us. You know, the great British Gattaca.
Yeah.
I mean, how much shit are they doing that's just freaking me out? I mean...
Probably why that hasn't surfaced for years.
Yeah, no kidding, eh?
Crime-free. We're crime-free. Don't look...
Yeah, we're crime-free. Sort of like China. We're crime-free, too. Yeah, very crime-free. We shoot everyone who commits crime, therefore we're crime-free.
There's a crime happening. Turn off that camera there.
Turn off that camera. Turn off all these cameras. Because we're crime-free, as free as the crime grows. I mean, that's just kind of mess. Don't you think?
Yes.
Don't you think? You want to talk about crime? You want to talk about crime? Things that are criminal? Don't look at that, because I've already talked about that one. That was a misprint.
Okay.
That shouldn't be there. I want to talk about some serious crime here. Is that I was talking to my good buddy, who I can't say, because this is kind of an interesting thing. And he was looking at... Ooh, I'm looking at the blinking lights as I talk. He was looking online at some options for things that were going on in South America. And off of a South American page, he found a page, which we couldn't find again, but he told me about this. So I don't even have evidence for you.
No evidence back yet.
But apparently people think that America and Canada are wonderful tax shelters where people can just come and not pay taxes and things like this. I would like to talk a little bit about the Cayman Islands and American One banks. Okay, America One is a bank in the Cayman Islands. It's actually from, but they have a branch in Toronto, and in they have a branch in Toronto. They have a branch in the UK. They have a branch in like a, I think it's in Colombia. Fuck, I'm sweating like a pig over here. I'm totally sweating. I'm like just sweating. Holy crap!
It's the alcohol?
No, it's not the alcohol. I'm just sweating like you wouldn't believe. Anyway, I think it's just because you're a lizard and you live like a lizardly vegan.
It's pretty cool in here.
Shut up. I feel kind of dizzy. My arms are tingly. No, but seriously. Now, check this out. How much return do you get at your bank? Because Sim doesn't know anything.
Zero.
No, seriously. For the savings account,
so
what do you get?
Small.
Yeah, like what? A percent?
I don't even pay attention because it's so small. 0.5%. I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah, 2%.
Two? Yeah.
Now, if you go down to this American One Bank, let's say you get $10,000 U.S., you go to America One, you open an account, you lock that money away for 6 months. Not even like 6 years or none of that shit. You lock it away for 6 to 12 months. Okay? In an American One bank. Now, they will give you 22% interest.
Really?
Paid calculated annually and paid monthly to any account anywhere in the world. They don't ask for any ID. They want your passport. You can't write checks on it, but it's like 22%. So let me get this straight. Let me just do some simple fucking math here. I put $100,000 in this bank. I can't take it out. They use it for financing whatever it is the fuck those people finance.
That's what I'm wondering.
Who gives a shit? And I get $22,000 a year because of that. $22,000 a year for doing SFA, sweet fuck all.
If you put $100,000
in. If you put $100,000. Oh, if you put $1 million in, they negotiate. Anything over $500,000, yep, they begin to negotiate your own rate. But like $1 million is standard, is like 27% return.
Yeah.
So, yeah, here, I'll get $270,000 a year just for having $1 million in the bank. Yeah. No kidding. I'm just like, holy cow, that's pretty brutal. Now, I'm wondering why, when all of our parents die, and if any of us gets any kind of an inheritance, why we don't just sell the fucking houses and put all the cash in these bank accounts and live like fucking...
Live in a box for a year.
Live like very wealthy vagrants. Just fucking with your camera.
Is he authorized to do that? Does he have his pass?
You know, I mean, that would just be incredible. Because I'm like, that can't be right. And then I thought about it. I'm like,
invest in non-ethical funds today.
No, well... Welcome to reality, dude. I gave up on ethical reality. Why do you think I'm doing Tales from the Afternoon? I mean, really. We're fucked. Okay, fucked. Dude, we're fucked.
Give it up now.
Don't
fight anymore.
Oh, I'm not saying you should give up. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that the avenue of trying to change these motherfuckers is going to fail. So you better...
Most likely, yes.
So you better, you know, make it...
Get on board.
Don't go one way. Don't go the other way. Go sideways. Okay, just kind of sidestep the whole routine. Take the cash, put it in with the Cayman. And people are like, well, how do you know that those banks won't fold? Well, whose money do those people have? Everybody. No, not only that, but they got, like, you know, Inigo Montoya and his fucking Colombian necktie friends. You know, yeah. They got all the drug dealers' money. So, if they fuck me for my $10,000, they're not worried about me. They're worried about Inigo Montoya and his Colombian necktie friends.
That's correct.
Because they'll be taking him outside and skinning the guy with a spoon and holding his and jerseying him with his own flesh. Okay, that's what's going to be going on there. I hang that guy out to dry. Burn boots for you later.
Yeah, they're in bigger trouble if
yeah,
they lose
exactly.
the money.
Yeah, exactly. So those banks are going nowhere. Now, the thing is, with the Cayman Islands, okay, if you go to the Cayman Islands, because you always see it in the movies, right? So here's the dope on that. The Cayman Islands, you need to open a minimum $100,000 an account, right? You've got $100,000 U.S., open a Cayman Islands account, you're good to go. America One, don't need that. They offer regular banking, too.
Do they?
Yes.
Checking, child savings.
All that good stuff. If you've got 10 grand, baby. Because they don't care about the small fry. They don't care about the sheeple, about the peasants. They don't care about them. But if you've got 10 grand, you're no longer a peasant. It's kind of sick that our society has evolved to a point where cash really does decree what kind of a person you are. It is kind of sick that that is the kind of world that we live in. But guess what, boys and girls? That is the world we live in, okay? And this is why on the What the Hell show, and people who rewind, you remember that you'll see when Girl on the Left used to open her app and go on about this kind of crap, and I was like, yeah, that's cool, you know, and she had all these great ideas and everything. And God love her, you know, we need people like that to slow the inevitable tide of the core political taking over, destroying us all. But I would reiterate that it's an inevitable tide. We cannot stop them. So don't give up. No. Just have a contingency plan. Don't get mad. Get devious. Okay? That's what I'm saying.
Sean wants legalized max.
Fucking hell, I'm legalized max. It's all about the power of the gun, man. Now, the thing is that people don't understand. They're like, Sean, you advocate killing people. You advocate going out there and blowing people away. No. It's just that you got to understand that me being in the Army, I was told and explained and taught very in much detail how to kill people at distance. You know, here you go, kill these people. Well, if I talk about it and I'm not in the Army, I'm a terrorist. But if I talk about it in the Army, I'm a hero. How does that work?
On which side you're on.
You know, it's all paperwork, guys. It's like the border. You think I give a shit that I'm Canadian and you're American? No. Doesn't matter to me worth one iota. Okay? You can wrap yourself in the flag. You can wrap yourself in Egyptian cotton just before you blow yourself up. But don't get the two confused, okay? Because that's what's going to happen. All these people who are wrapping themselves in the American flag are going to get ready to blow themselves up. Okay? That's what the thing is. Anyone doesn't know what I'm talking about. In these suicide sacks, what they'll do is they'll go on these... They do this big thing and they wrap themselves in Egyptian cotton depending on...
What was that noise?
Depending on their religious backgrounds, this is what, you know, these people do. They do these special cleansing rituals and shit like that.
Oh, it's a religious thing.
It's religious.
It doesn't help the fire or the explosion.
It's a religious thing, and it's something that needs to be, you know, these people do. Now, I think that killing yourself by strapping a bomb to your chest and walking into the field of fire and blowing yourself to smithereens is absolutely pointless. And I'm almost 99.9% sure that everybody who's listening would agree with me.
Pretty inefficient. They get
but three to ten people every time. I do not see the point in doing that if you're... I don't see the point, the difference, really. I don't see the difference in wrapping yourself in Egyptian cotton and blowing yourself to smithereens and doing it with by wrapping yourself in the flag and then walking across the border and getting shot. Like, I really don't see the difference there. People go, that's cowardly, Sean. That's cowardly. You shouldn't be doing that. I mean, that's just not on. That's not very cool. Do we have... somebody sent in a poem a while ago called Baby Cakes. Did I forward that to you?
Yep. I love that poem.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is all about, like, what I'm talking about here is hypocrisy. Everyone's all pissed off at these terrorists blowing themselves up, and yet we're more than willing to just, you know, die for being an American, die for being a Canadian, die for being patriotic. Patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel. Now, what you gotta do here is you gotta keep some perspective here. Now, I hack on James pretty hardcore for being a vegan, okay? But this is something that you want to look at with everything that's going on, okay? You've got to keep in focus that hypocrisy is in a lot of different places. We got to be aware of that. And people are like, well, Sean, you're looking at this from a weird extreme. No, I'm not, man. If you think about it, that's and this is a perfect way to orchestration of that. Let's throw that poem out.
Baby cakes. A few years back, all the animals went away. We woke up one morning, and they just weren't there anymore. They didn't even leave us a note or say goodbye. We never figured out quite where they'd gone. We missed them. Some of us thought that the world had ended, but it hadn't. There just weren't any more animals. No cats or rabbits, no dogs or whales. No fish in the seas, no birds in the skies. We were all alone. We didn't know what to do. We wandered around, lost for a time, and then someone pointed out that just because we didn't have animals anymore, that was no reason to change our lives, no reason to change our diets, or to cease testing products that might cause us harm. After all, there were still babies. Babies can't talk. They can hardly move. A baby is not a rational thinking creature. We made babies. And we used them. Some of them we ate. Baby flesh is tender and succulent. We flayed their skin and decorated ourselves in it. Baby leather is soft and comfortable. Some of them we tested. We taped open their eyes, dripped detergents and shampoos in, a drop at a time. We scarred them and scalded them. We burnt them. We clamped them and planted electrodes into their brains. We grafted and we froze and we irradiated. The babies breathed our smoke, and the babies' veins flowed with our medicines and drugs, until they stopped breathing, or until their blood ceased to flow. It was hard, of course, but it was necessary. No one could deny that. With the animals gone, what else could we do? Some people complained, of course, but then they always do. and everything went back to normal. Only, yesterday all the babies were gone. We don't know where they went. We didn't even see them go. We don't know what we're going to do without them. But we'll think of something. Humans are smart. It's what makes us superior to the animals and the babies. We'll figure something out.
Yes, that's your kind of annual vegan thing. You know why we're not all vegetarians? I'll tell you why we're not all vegetarians. Because we're lazy. I would love to be a vegetarian. I would love that shit. I'd love it. But you know what? I like the taste of steak. I like it. I've been fed steak my whole life. But you know what happens? You know what happens? Every time I eat a steak now, I feel really, really guilty. And then I get mad because I feel like, what the fuck? And then you get mad at the vegans. You ever notice that? You ever notice that? You go to a vegetarian place, right? So you'll be out at dinner somewhere. Somebody say, oh, I'm sorry. Actually, I'm a vegetarian. But what I'll do is I'll eat the mashed potatoes and the carrots. I'm just a vegetarian. You get mad at that vegetarian. Here, just water for me, thanks. You get mad at that vegetarian. You're like, why? What's wrong? You don't like the chicken? What's wrong with my chicken? You don't like the chicken? Well, it's not my chicken. You didn't birth it from your body.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? You're going to die. You're going to die because you're like a chicken and shit. You're not eating meat. What's wrong with you? You know, and we get mad at them. You know why? Because borrowing a slogan from Amway, pigs don't know pigs stink. There is nothing we hate worse than someone in our own social structure trying to better themselves, because it shows us just how fucking weak we really are. If we're a bunch of guys all sitting around in a crack house and one of us goes, you know what? I want to get off this crack. This is shit. I'm sucking on the glass dick. I got no money. Okay, I'm going to get the HIV. I'm going to wind up drying up and blowing the fuck away. All right?
Why are you leaving, man?
And everyone goes, well, fuck you, man. What, do you think you're better than me? Yeah, well, I want to be better than you, that's for sure. There's absolutely nothing wrong with people trying to better themselves. But in our society, it's known that if you try to better yourself, okay, there's something wrong with you. They're like, they're making fun of you because you're bettering yourself. Look at the beer commercials. Look at listen to radio DJs. Oh, well, whatever. I could go home and do homework, but screw that. I'm going to take off and get drunk and get laid and get partied and get the HIV and then die and drive and blow in and wind up in a crack house somewhere. That's what's going to happen. Okay? And these people, they don't see it. If you try to better yourself, now where does that come from? Where does that mindset come from? Our parents never told us that. No parents in the world, well, maybe some parents may have told their kids that, but come on. Nobody wants their kids, you know, to be like fucking crackheads. So where do we get this idea that not trying to better yourself is a bad thing? Well, there's only one place you get something like that, and that would be from the media. This gets fed to you through the media. You have to get... every time you try, all the heroes of these guys are bad boys. They don't listen to anyone. They go out there, and if it wasn't for the fact that the geek culture, isn't it funny that now people are calling geek pride over stuff that got us stuffed in lockers 10 years ago? Everyone over the age of 22 who's listening right now remembers there was a time that because you used a computer, you got the living shit kicked out of you. Now you're all cool. Now you're getting chicks. There was a time when you spent some time in the fucking locker, and we're just happy to get the attention now so we don't mind. But then there's me, and I'm sitting back going, yeah, wait a sec. Wasn't it just not too long ago that because I knew how to use a computer, because I didn't really think the same way you do, you hated me for that? Wasn't there a time when you people used to make fun of me and because I wasn't the all-star football team, and now the only reason why you think I'm cool is not because of my knowledge, it's because I can make money. Or I can give you good stuff. I mean, vegans aren't the answer to the world. Fuck, Hitler was a vegetarian, okay? Give me a break. I mean, vegans, that's not the point here. But my point is that we notice whenever anyone tries to, like, I'm a big time victim of this. Every time I make a stand, every time I make a statement, every time I do something, people are always the first one to throw rocks. Because it's way easier to criticize somebody else than to try to make any positive change yourself. That's a fact. That's a fact. Every time you try to do something positive, shit, everybody's on you, man. Everybody's on you. Especially if you go into one of these political forums or idea groups or something like that. If you go into these idea groups or political forums, goddamn, you make an idea, you know what, I think we should do this. All they do is they don't want to help you change your idea. They want you to agree with their ideas. Groups suck. Mob mentality is useless. All these idea groups and fucking university gathering little idealist crap is just another form of a church where it's all a mob mentality led by some priest at the middle of the group who's got a self-appointedness, and maybe there'll be a usurpation when some guy comes up and moves him out of the way with his new idealistic dogma. You know, if I wanted to learn something, okay, that's about something technical, yeah, I'd go to university. But if you want to learn something about the world, go out in the world. Am I saying university's bad? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying friends don't let friends take arts, okay? If you're going to go out there and you're going to take some fucking skills in university, you don't go $35,000 yet so you get a master's of arts in fucking German. I hate to tell you this. This whole country is people who speak fucking German, okay? What are you going to do, teach German to other fucking people? You give me a fucking break. Get me a technical trade, okay? But they won't tell you that shit. No, 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 no. And don't talk to your counselors or your university profs because they don't know a fucking thing about the real world. How could they? How could? Well, he's got a doctorate. What are you talking about? What am I talking about? Think about it, dude. He went from elementary school to junior high, senior high, to college, to university, and then he stayed at the university. What the fuck does he know about the real world? I'm sure if you ask him, well, you know, these people don't understand the education. You know what? You represent 1.01% of the population of the planet. The dude in Vietnam who's been knifing people to get his bread and butter doesn't know shit about quantum theory or mechanics, so don't go stepping to me about that stuff, because that's just not going to fly. Okay, that's just not going to work. You're not going to hear that shit. All right? If you want to learn some of the real world, get out and see the real world. Why the fuck did you think I went to Burning Man and filmed it? Why did you think I did that? You think I did that because I wanted to be cool? Because it's just more feeding for my ego? Dude, I got my self-gratification about 2 years ago, okay? When we wound up in Wired, that was pretty much, yeah, you know, this whole thing could fold. But after this, I kind of realized with some of the email I was getting back that I was actually making a difference in a few people's lives. Guys like Sunline and a few others whose names I won't mention who sent me emails so fucking personal it makes the shit that goes into Dear Abby look like someone saying fuck you on a public street, okay? I'm talking about some deeply, deeply personal shit that people were sending me that had a profound effect on their lives. Well, guys, come on. I've got no reason to lie to you here. And the really shitty thing is, you know what the really shitty thing is? Everyone listening right now. Everyone listening right now knows that I am 100% correct. They know I'm correct. They could sit there and get their idealistic peckers out and fucking start having a cockfight. That's fine. You guys go ahead. Okay? But anyone who's got a schmick, who's ever been punched in the face while drunk, or anyone who's got fucking downsized from their job, which is a polite way of saying I got shafted, okay, by any kind of corporate instructor, I mean, Smokehouse will say a lot of shit. He'll tell me that I've got my show plans laid out. He'll tell me that I haven't got a lot of stuff done. He'll tell me that he doesn't like the way I'm arranging stuff. But he'll never tell me I'm wrong. And he won't tell me I'm full of shit, because me and him are exactly on the same page. Okay? I'm pretty tough. I'm nowhere near as tough as Smokehouse is. Incidentally, Smokehouse's birthday is on Thursday, too. So I think Smokehouse is going to be 42 on Thursday.
We'd sing the song, but it's copyrighted.
Well, he's 42 on Thursday. He's apparently, yeah, very soon he's going to qualify for pension. And, you know, he's essentially, it's kind of sad, too, because along with Smokey's condition is he has a degenerative condition where his memory is going to start to go. And he says a lot of really fucked up shit, and it's too bad. But you know, we love him, and we're here for you, man. We're here for you, Smokehouse. As you slowly, you know, and they say that within 3 to 6 months he'll be shitting his pants and stuff. But you know, I mean, a lot of people shit their pants, and that's why there's diapers. So one of the things we're going to be doing is we're going to be bringing up a diaper fund for Smokehouse here on Rant Radio. So if you want to contribute to the Smokey Diaper Fund, we're going to need a banner for that. If somebody could crank out a Get a Smokehouse Diapers, okay, because we're going to need the Smokehouse Diaper Fund on Rant Radio, and we'll do it all through PayPal. But don't tell him. He'll forget this in about 3 days anyway, okay? So
we need some banners, some background,
we need some background, you know, some buttons, stuff like that. Please donate Smokehouse a diaper or, you know, diapers for cripples or something like that. We'll come up with a handy-dandy slogan, you know? So I'm thinking it'll be really good. I had a valid point before I went off on this diapers for Smokehouse thing. You know. But Where was I? Oh, yeah, the world of hypocrisy. No, but seriously. All bullshit aside, Smokehouse is like, I mean, he's been through the grinder, okay? He got chewed up and spit out by Phillips. He's been fucked over by everybody and his dog. I mean, the guy stood right by me the whole time that, you know, Cult was going sideways and everything was a shit. And there's a lot of guys out there who stood there, too, who I don't talk about. Guys like Kexler, Integrity, Templar Knight, okay? Guys and people who I think I forgot about him, you know, No Deal, all that crowd. There's a lot of those guys who didn't say shit at the time, but they were there. Okay, and I don't forget nobody or nothing. I also don't forget the people who fucked me over. You think that's going to just kind of lie in wait? You don't realize my name is Sean Kennedy. I'm the fucking man. You do a little derivative, you'll get that's Irish. And you fuck around with some numeric things, my name comes out as Satan. I actually don't have the formula for that, but I'm sure somebody will make one. But anyway, actually, Smokehouse's birthday isn't until next Thursday. So,
oh, okay.
And it was Sapphire who put that on.
Thank you,
Sapphire. One of our many sexy listeners.
Sexy.
It's a shame.
Sapphire from New York.
It is. It's a shame she's a lesbian. But, you know, she's a very cute girl, and I'm sure the right guy can change her mind. But being a lesbian, she could say the same thing back to me.
That's
so,
correct.
Yeah. But no, seriously, guys. I'm not hacking on university. I'm not hacking on the crap that's going out there in the world. But if you talk to these people who've been in the trenches, people who know what's going on, you know, a lot of theories and ideas and everything get shot down because it's everything's done by committee. I fucking hate committees. I've always hated committees.
Sean, we should vote on this and form a team, and
you know,
we need five or six people.
I wouldn't have minded if some things had gone differently and people had a, you know, just take some positive direction. People go, fascism! What? Fascism! You want no debate! Yeah, that's right. It's my decision. I'm doing this. Fascism! You know, well, dude, I mean,
there's the door.
You know, there's the door. Fascism! I'm not going to be part of this fascist organization, and neither should you! You know, it's just the classic Christian, you know, concept of God gave us free choice, but we're going to try to take it away from everyone. You know? I don't understand that shit. Now we're going on and there's a focus on the family. You know, what the fuck? You know, if everyone's all saying all this shit, and it's just this huge circle jerk, and the only thing these people have in common is that they are, in fact, groups. Okay? These groups of people who are trying to fuck with our lives. You know? Now, but the reason why they band together in groups is because they're farming their own people to get money to accomplish goals of individuals. Okay?
Yes.
That's it. They are farming. Let me say that again. They are farming people to get their money to accomplish the goals of individual people. And they hide it all inside of this bullshit structure, and they have their very slick lawyers and everything, and yada yada yada. And there's a lot of very valiant people who are fighting against it, and they're striving. And I salute those people, I do. Much the same way as I would salute anyone going into a suicidal situation who's got balls of steel that clank, and I wonder how they walk. Because I would, as me and Ronan Medic would say, you know, if we lived in feudal Japan and our samurai lord got killed, when everybody else was shoving the knives in their stomach, we'd be over on the chalkboard erasing samurai and writing in Ronin and walking away, okay?
Certainly,
I'm masterless. You are cowardless and without honor. Yes, I will be cowardless and without honor, hopefully for a long and healthy time. I'll be a long and old, healthy, honorless coward. You know, I'm sorry. But don't ever get tied up with dogma, guys. Don't ever try to someone dope Sean's booze. Shut up, TK. You love this shit. No, but seriously, there's so many people out there who just mindlessly follow. And even when I started cult, there were people out there mindlessly following me.
Let's go where Sean goes.
What should we do about this, Sean? You know, it's the shoe of our Lord. No, guys. You know, it all started as a gag, and now, you know, people are actually listening to me, so I just kind of have this weird moral sense of social responsibility, you know. And what do we got? We got 71 people in the RC tonight, you know.
Yay!
This is a lot of fun, and to be honest with you, the Tales from the Afternoon, talk a little bit about Tales from the Afternoon. Tales from the Afternoon was going to actually replace this show. My original idea was to replace this show with Tales from the Afternoon so that there would be no more of me just kind of showing up half-jacked with no real plan, you know, because it takes a lot of work to plan all this shit out, okay? And I was hoping that I'd be able to, you know, just replace it with a totally fiction thing and carry on. But Sim had a bird about the whole thing, as he normally does, and says, "Oh, we'll lose all our listeners. Are you insane? Remember the Rolling Stones? They haven't done it. They haven't changed a fucking thing, and they're getting bigger." And Smokehouse said the same thing, and everybody is just kind of like, "No, Sean, don't change. Don't change." So I'm guessing that even though there are people who think that, there are people who enjoy the show, even though, you know, sometimes I it starts weak and occasionally I go on some really great tangents. And I'm not...
Id Fungus would die.
Id Fungus is like, "Oh, cancel this show!
What would I draw?"
Guys, I'm not gonna. We're not canceling the show. Okay? That's why we wound up making it Tuesday night. So my idea to free up my Monday nights really backfired. So now instead of freeing up my Monday nights,
Still 5 days of the week left, Sean.
Yeah, there's you know, we got Monday and Tuesday, and then Saturday you got to get your work done. On Friday, Saturday night you do security work, and then Sunday you spend your day with your wife. So that leaves Wednesday and Thursday open, to do shit. And I'm supposed to... Oh yeah, and I'm still supposed to film SKTFM, and I want to try to get some writing done as well as get my business off the ground. Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah, no problem.
Sleep? I heard there's wonderful drugs out now. You don't need sleep anymore.
Yeah, no fucking doubt. If anybody can get me a source on ProVigil, I'd really appreciate it. If you'd like to comment on and all you people in university who, would send me a wonderful, send me a petition of people who they think I'm full of shit. Ooh, that is the biggest retarded piece of shit I've ever seen in my life. There's nothing more retarded than a petition. Yeah. All these people disagree with you. Well, thank you for giving me this to me in a handy-dandy format, which I may file.
That's why I didn't do it for Tariff 22.
You know?
Much more powerful if everyone on their own makes a statement.
What happened
Don't
if there was
the
500 SKTFMs running around ripping shit up?
I'd hide.
You know? You'd be busy with the camera.
It's like, stand still.
But, guys, the reason why I don't ask for more help, I'll be really straight with you, is because me and James... Oops, Sam.
Who?
Sorry. I did it again.
I think he left.
It's the booze, yes. I don't know what
it's the alcohol.
Me and Sim have worked together now for going on close to 5 fucking years. Okay?
Jesus.
And there are times when we want to kill each other.
I
will kill you. Seriously, there are times when me and him get so into it, it's just like, that's it, it's over. Fuck
you, Sean.
Fuck you, Sean.
You big ego, back to home.
Fuck you,
asshole.
You begging piece of shit and your weird non-tipping ass. Like, that shit happens, okay? No, I'm serious. It does. We just had a big blow up.
Don't see it on the air.
We had a big blow up this week. It was really
Sometimes
funny.
You see it on the air.
Yeah, you do see it on the
air. About every 6 months, I think.
Yeah, every 6 months we get this big rotation, whatever, Sean. I can find anybody who does this. Fuck you, James. You're a sound man. It's bullshit. And what Sim does here, To be really painfully honest, Rant Radio was around, and the What the Hell Show, if you go back far enough to the What the Hell Show, I wasn't on it. I'd love to say I was there when it started.
Some other loudmouth person.
Yeah, I wasn't, but Drexel was. Okay, so I wasn't...
in
the room without microphones.
There is a mic. There's one right there.
To speak now? Hello?
I thought you guys were just pissed off because you had no mics.
Oh, no.
But that's why we got rid of What the Hell. In case you're wondering, you know why we canceled What the Hell? It's because Uncle Dak was pissing me off. If he said basically one more motherfucking time, I was going to hit nail him in the head with a mic. Say basically one more time. How dare you? How double dog dare you, you dog fucking fat bastard? Have another donut in the loser cruiser, you fucking nut. What are you, crazy? Go get a flashlight, ram it up your own ass, turn it sideways, turn it on, and make fucking smoke signals in the sky when you gargle, you fat fuck!
It made me crazy, too.
Oh, God, that made me nuts. Nuts! Nuts! I'm here to tell you. But,
Dak owns Sean Kay.
Yeah, that's right. He does. Calling all a Rant Radio nothing more than a colossal universal hand job. I remember that episode. I took him back to his house after that and had a good talk.
That was the best.
With old Uncle Dak. This doesn't amount to anything. It's all useless. Well, you nihilistic bastard.
That's why he shows up every week.
Now, a lot of people say, well, what's the difference, Sean? You're saying we shouldn't fight either. No. No. I'm not saying you shouldn't fight. I just say the way everyone's fighting currently is fucked.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you don't want to not fight. I'm saying that you must be very, very, very careful and very, very creative when you fight. If you study martial arts, they'll teach you that if you try to meet force with force, you're fucked. Now, there's two of you. The easier thing to do there is to redirect that force. This means that what you have to do is you have to do something unexpected which guides. So what I'm saying here is if you want to resist and you want to fight against this stuff, do things that are unexpected. There is lots of shit you can do. Let's talk about Frank Skaggs. Okay?
So who's that?
Frank Skaggs? Skaggs, the guy, the art dude.
Oh.
Frank's? I believe his name is Skaggs.
Yeah.
I think it's Frank Skaggs.
It's definitely Skaggs.
It's definitely Skaggs is his last name. He's an artist in New York.
He's a magician. He's awesome.
This guy is a fucking...
holy god.
He's a god. I'd love to...
of social engineering.
This guy...
Oh, my god, he's awesome.
This guy is a sexual tyrant of social engineering. What he does is he goes out and... creates media hoaxes that the media eat up and hate people.
They love it.
You know, I mean, this guy has got kung fu like you would not believe. This guy's social engineering kung fu is mighty. Mighty, let me tell you.
And he does that stuff so over the top.
Yeah, just
that they eat it up. They go, well, that must be real. That's so good. We have to air it.
Do a Google hunt for Skaggs and hoax. Yeah, Skaggs. And hoax.
Yeah,
and you'll find it for sure.
And he's done so many. You've probably actually heard of them.
He's the guy who did the Fat Commandos.
Yeah.
You could do a search for Fat Commandos too. Now another thing, Fat Squad. That's it. Fat Squad. I mean, very, very cool stuff. That's the kind of shit that we as a group, as people all around the world, need to do. The only reason why, and this is honestly what I think is true, the only reason why I think that I am successful in my own little your speech is...
perfect time.
John, your speech is slurred. Have another beer. The only reason why this show is as successful as it is, in its limited form of success, is because I'm honest. I'm honest. I tell you what I'm thinking. And I honestly believe that honesty is going to become the pornography of the next century.
Yeah.
Okay? That is what it's going to be. Oh, we got another. There is Joey Skaggs. That's
Joey.
His fucking
sorry,
name.
Joey.
Sorry, Joey. The guy's a god. Okay?
Man of many disguises, too.
But honesty is the next pornography of the century. People, I mean, they want to be honest. They want just a little inkling of honesty. They want it so bad. They just want something that they can hold on to that's real, that isn't bullshit, that isn't a marketing thing. Funny thing happened to me this week. I'm down at a family function, and I'm down with the Point Grey families out in the Shaughnessy district of Vancouver, because my wife's family is, you know, that kind of way, and I'm out there, and they've got their little house and the little trees, and it's all suburbia, and they're talking about, you know, their fucking Beamers and Volvos and shit, and I'm sitting in the corner with my cousin, who's kind of a, you know, decent Linux guy. And we're talking shit about how boring everything is. And there's a lady there from Minneapolis. She's really, really cool. Her name was Leah was her name. And I asked her what she did. She goes, "Oh, I'm a marketing. I'm doing my thesis in marketing. I'm going to be going to work with in marketing." And I'm like, you know how ironic this is that you and I are sitting across from each other discussing at this table right now? And she goes, why? I said, well, because if you knew what I did for fun, you'd...
A living.
No, as a matter of fact, this is what I do for a living. You know, this is not what I do to make money, to survive.
True.
This is what I do for a living. This is what lets me know that I'm alive.
True.
And what keeps me drawing breath so that I don't wind up going outside and doing bong hits until I turn fucking blue. Okay? Because that's option B. All right?
Yeah.
Believe me, it's pretty fucking appealing sometimes. Especially when some fucking cripple in Illinois is making funny because you didn't have a show format. Anyway. James is like, wow, that's some cold shit.
Cold shit.
Nah.
Smokey!
No, but I love the guy.
He's still got some coming towards you from what you said to him.
Yeah, and if you think I'm being cruel, too bad. Where was I going? I got lost.
You were at some sort of...
Yeah, I was at that function. Thank you. And I was at that function. I was talking to this lady. I kind of wish that I could add, you know, Sim with me there and the professor filming this, because...
Oh, God.
You know, it would have been great sitting across the table. And I convinced her that she should go to Burning Man. That was... I consider it a victory.
She'd go nuts.
Well, she'd do
Where
something.
Are the ads. There's nothing being sold here. What
actually,
is my function?
She was actually very cool. It was like she didn't get it so much, but one thing she did say to me. And understand, she's in Minneapolis, going to university down there. And it was like a good one, okay, because it was rich. So I don't know what university it is. But she said to me that they are teaching. They are teaching in university marketing courses now that the counterculture, and she had a term for them, but she said the people who are the rejected and disgruntled workers, it's being taught that they have more power now than they ever had before. We are scaring the shit out of corporate America because they realize now that because of the 72 people that now exist within the Rant Radio chat room, that those people will talk to 10 people every day. You do the math, and that's like 720 people right there. And it's just a simple matter of, like, you know, a good old Amway 642 plan after that. And we've touched a lot of lives all over the world. This is why, after all is said and done, it is so vitally important that you get people to know about the station, that you get people to know about the show. If you can do it by playing the fucking American for Purity for Rant, that's great. If you can get it by having people... Do we have that handy? Americans for Purity?
We can go out in that.
Let's go out on Americans for Purity, because that's a great ad, and that way people who are downloading the show can hear that, because that is some good shit. That's probably, in all honesty, in all the time I did Rant Radio, this was quite probably my fondest memory of Rant Radio, because I remember, and anyone who downloaded the show from that night, okay, will remember that in the IRC, it was all vowels. People were just cheering, and I felt like I was fucking a gladiator, man. It was awesome. It was so cool. And Sim was waving the phone around because I'm trying to hang up on the guy, and I'm trying to swing at the phone, and he's just doing Jackie Chan shit to avoid me. It was hilarious. It was a really good night. People were getting up off the couch. If you ever watched the videotape, I'm yelling on this couch, and people who are friends of mine were getting up off the couch and walking away from me because they thought I was losing my fucking mind. So we're going to play the American for Purity Rant and go out there. But the bottom line is, guys, we've got to spread the word. We've got to spread the virus. It's not just some catchy little bullshit slogan I made up, like all the other catchy little bullshit slogans. Okay? It's something that is very real that we are trying to accomplish. Okay? It's something that we're trying to accomplish here. We are trying to become the media. We are trying to give you people an alternative. And you know it's scaring the shit out of them, because if it wasn't, what about CARP? What about Tariff 22? What about all these laws that suddenly are now really scary that everyone's trying to pass because we're making a difference? Because it's being taught in university that the counterculture is something that they have to be afraid of. They try to bullshit us, and they try to give us a diplomatic dismissal rather than just saying, fuck you, you're out the door, because they know that some of us may know some Deckers, or some of us may know some Hacksaws, or Script Kiddies, or whatever, and it scares the fucking shit out of those people.
Oh, yeah.
It's 4 a.m. Do you know where your fucking data is? We guard you while you sleep. Do not fuck with us, okay? The peons have a voice. That voice is Rant Radio. And if you want to start some shit, that's fine. And you'll grind us down, that's good. But you won't be able to get every spot out. And I promise you, the plague will come back and bite you so hard at the fucking ass. It'll make the flesh-eating disease look like a fucking cold. All right? So don't even try to start shit. It is not a matter of how hard you can hit. It's how hard you can get hit. And the more people we can affect with this sort of a thought pattern, the stronger we get. Even if you hate their guts, the only thing that matters is they're making noise, they're doing things differently. If they disagree with you, more the better. Because then they'll disagree with everyone, and maybe they'll do something that works. Wow, that was like that was like a long rant. That was like what was that? That was like what, 20 minutes?
That one or the whole thing?
I don't know.
Oh,
was it?
Okay,
10-minute rant. So there you go.
I have some rants.
So we're gonna go on Americans for Purity, guys. Tomorrow night's show on Tales from the After Now, I'm very excited about. Okay.
He has to change his underwear.
I'm really excited about this show. This one, I think, will be the favorite show of probably everyone. The first one was cool because it was new and different, but I think out of all the shows, the one tomorrow night is going to be really, really cool. The one last week I wasn't really that impressed with because it was for the hardcore kid hounds, but if you're worried about the show sucking, no.
Have no fear.
tomorrow night's show is going to kick some serious ass. We've got some cool effects going on. We've been messing around. We're changing some formats a little bit. Check it out. It'll be very, very cool. And we're going to go out on the American for Purity intro. So we're going to go around the room tonight and say goodnight to everybody. So let's have the professor say goodnight.
Ah, very good night to everyone.
And the highwayman in all his swinger glory.
Don't forget to drive 10K above the speed limit.
And, I don't want to say goodnight to him, but, you know, that's about it. So, before we go out on the American for Purity thing, remember that where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't never there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
And I must say, this is the 32 kilobits per second version, because I don't know where the 128K is, so you'll have to bear with the low quality.
If this is just something that you can get out there so you can hear the actual, hear what's going on. It's a pretty funny thing. How long is it?
This one, it's 23 minutes.
Well, cool. That'll give them something to listen to at the end of the night. So, guys, you take care, and we'll see you next week. And we'll see you tomorrow night, actually. I'll be on the IRC, and trust me, you want to check out tomorrow night's show.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better and people with the same as you. A family that can you echo.